We pray Psalm 130 with Jesus. Out of the depths I cry to you, O God. O God, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my pleading. If you, O God, should mark our guilt, who would survive? But with you there is forgiveness, and for this we revere you. I wait for you. I long for you, O God. I count on your word. I'm longing for you more than watchmen for daybreak. More than watchmen for daybreak. Traditionally, Psalm 130 is numbered among the penitential psalms. Though Jesus is innocent, he prays this psalm in solidarity with us sinners. The psalmist is deeply aware of the terrible consequences of sin. Relying on God's goodness, he cries out to God in his distress and calls on Israel to do the same in the certain knowledge that God will redeem his people. A key image is that of watching. God is watching the sinner, and the sinner is watching for God. Forgiveness, which features in this psalm, is something that is characteristic of God. As sinners, we must approach God humbly in the hope of receiving this gracious gift. Praying this psalm with Jesus, we remember that he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. A statement we find in the first letter of John, chapter 2. And in the first letter of Paul to Timothy, Christ gave himself as a ransom for all. And in his letter to Titus, Paul writes, he it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. And on the same theme, we read in the book of Revelation, by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe, language, people, and nation. And Paul to the Colossians chapter 1, God has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption. And what is the redemption? The forgiveness of sins. While waiting with expectant hope for God's mercy, however, we're not to be presumptuous. In his letter to the Romans, chapter 2, Paul writes, do you despise the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience? Don't you realize that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? The sinner is watching eagerly for the dawning of God's mercy and the liberation this will surely bring. As Christians, we think of the morning of Jesus' resurrection, and we look forward to the morning of our own. O Israel, the psalm writes, hope in God. For with God there is covenant love and great power to redeem. Here in verse 7, Personal prayer expands out to include the whole assembly, Israel. Forgiveness is an expression of God's covenant love and an experience of liberation. I'll read that verse 7 again. O Israel, hope in God. For with God there is covenant love and great power to redeem. Israel, verse 8, indeed will be redeemed from all its iniquity.